Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live from Atlanta Falcons training camp out here in Flowery Branch. My name is Mike. That's Allie. That's Bo. The commissioner, G, just got a douse of raindrops falling off the tent onto his back, but he's being a man about it. He's weathering the storm.
It was like a sniper got him. He like Forrest Gump was like, something like bet me.
The wind just jumped up and snatched the 92.9 The Game tent, and just all of a sudden G was just doused. But it's all good, man. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us here on this, I would say, beautiful Monday morning, but I'm not going to lie
beautiful.
To the people.
Hey, oh, no, 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 no.
I'm not going to lie to the people.
Yes, no. It's all about, I know this guy. He's always telling me, hey, man, it's all about perspective.
It's relative.
We are at Falcons training camp watching the guys work out right now in the room, in the weight room. And we're alive. Football season is here. There's a football game, maybe not considered a real one to some people as far as that it counts. But that's being played in a couple of days. I mean, it's a great day. Only problem is it's a little bit wet. It's a little bit chilly. But you know what? At least it's not hot.
Yeah, I agree with you. It can be a great day and not be beautiful, but I'm with you on that, man. We'll get into a conversation coming up in just a second about Caden Ellis. We want to talk about his importance to this Atlanta Falcons defense and Jeff Ulbrich's defense and everything else going on. I will say, but it is officially the first day of school in my house, and I say officially only just now because I just got the photos, and yours is young enough to where I don't know if you realize this is going to go on yet, but – the chalkboard photos in front of the door.
Oh, yeah, I know. I
Rich's
see those.
First day of pre-K. And his favorite things right now are Paw Patrol and Hot Wheels.
Hey.
And I'm like, you know what, man? My wife, like I said, takes him every single day to school, and I'm not a part of it. But I officially just got the photos of them in front of the front door, and so that means it's the first day of school. So if you are on your way to the first day of school, I hope you have a good school year, man. And we'll be talking more and more in the coming weeks about high school football from around the area. I think it kicks up this Friday, if I'm not mistaken. Some of the week zero
is like the jamborees,
classic jamboree things. Yeah. And then obviously we've got the Corky Kale coming up next weekend that I'll be a part of. While we're on that topic, speaking of being a part of weekend things, I think now's as good a time as any to, before we get into this Falcons conversation, to let people know that you, sir, will be part of the pregame show along with me. This
yeah,
year.
It's you and me now.
Falcons Radio Network pregame show. Yeah. How about that? Are you on the scale from 1 to 10, how excited are you to work an extra day with me?
Well, I'm already working an extra day. I mean, it's not like I'm not working.
With
you?
Me.
Probably more than you are to work with me. that's what I've gathered. I'm pumped because, I feel like, and I've obviously produced the pregame in some sort since like 2010. That's when I joined the network. And so I'm on and off, and people think I just do in-game, but I also have a hand in it all because I'm the EP of the entire network. So it's really weird for me to when I was asked to do it, because I don't make ultimate the only decision on personnel. It's not like I anointed myself to do this, right?
Yeah. Guess what? New co-host for pregame.
Yeah. You know what? I'm taking over. I'm not Vince McMahon. Like, I'm taking down. You know, like, this isn't the Kevin Nash, Hulk Hogan, where they would bill themselves as the winners in WCW back
in the
day.
You're not going to spray paint anybody's back with NWO.
Yeah, well, I might spray somebody. I might do that. But when I was asked, I was like, man, I've went from being like the low man on the totem pole to hosting. I'm excited because network football shows you can nerd out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And there are times, Allie, before you joined us, and it was just Mike and I, that he would say something and I would go down this road, and then he would be like, have to correct me, or he would have – it would take him somewhere. And the next thing I know, we're probably having a conversation that people are like,
the heck are they talking
can
about?
You just like make a joke or something? this has gotten really nerdish about the sport, and I think you can do that a little bit more in network. And also I get to talk about the Falcons even more, and I get to do it on the road, and I can give weather reports and grass reports when we get playing a grass field, because I love doing that. I always go down, walk the grass, walk the field
as long
beforehand.
As you don't chew on it like Les Miles used to, I think we'll be good.
I was gonna ask that because I feel like there were rumblings of you trying the grass, like eating a little bit of it. Is that true?
I never
it was a Dave Archer joke.
Okay. That is a very Dave Archer.
I don't know what's real and what's fiction sometimes with you, Bo.
Well, hold on. You've known me long enough to know I don't necessarily – I'm not a grass eater.
Isn't it funny, though, because I have known you since pretty much your first day as an intern.
Yeah.
You used to get in trouble for talking to me too much, and now you're on the Atlanta Falcons radio network, and they're telling you to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm told to talk to you every day.
Not only that, but you want to talk about a full circle moment. We were talking to Grant on Friday, so now your husband is on the postgame show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's wild,
a full
ain't
circle
it?
Moment. So, yeah. I think that's interesting. I wanted to make sure we go ahead and bring that up today, that it will be me and Squidbilly doing the Falcons Radio Network pregame show that'll start 2 hours. So you'll see us, you'll hear us, I'm sorry, at 5 o'clock this Friday before the Falcons preseason game. And then your halftime and post will be hosted by none other than Grant McCauley. I'll be a part of that post game as well. So, it's game week, guys. It's game week. And we do get to nerd out, which we'll probably do in just 1 second. Talking about Caden Ellis.
Absolutely. It's really, really exciting that we're finally here. I feel like we've been talking about it forever, but it's finally here. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. So I did want to bring up training camp over the weekend. Some of the notes coming out. Michael Penix Jr. had a tough day, going 8 of 21. What do you make of that as you kind of
digest
and process that information?
Yeah, I think that Zach Robinson did a good job of bringing this up. And I know we've still got more Zach Robinson cuts to get to, but I'm going to jump in front of one real quick because I think that he did a good job of talking about this. And there's so many opportunities out there in the media viewing period for you to look at Michael Penix throwing a crossing route. And I think this is exactly what Zach was talking about in his presser over the weekend. But it's maybe he's putting the ball where only his guy can get it. Maybe there's good coverage. Maybe it's a situation where it's a 2 versus a 1 wide receiver. I don't know. Maybe there's a situation where this guy's blanketed and he's putting it only where his guy can catch it, so he's not putting it in harm's way. And from watching on the sideline, where we get a chance to view so often, that probably looks like a bad throw. But I think when Zach Robinson's running it back and looking at it on film, he's going, you know, that was a really good placement of that ball. It might have been an incompletion, but it's really good placement of the ball. And it's just one of those things, those caveats, that it's so frustrating to read when you look at, you know, the things as far as the 8 of 13 and the people going, oh, you know, it's, hey, not a good day. You have no clue. You have no clue what he's being asked to do, what the situation is, how many did he throw out of bounds in a 2-minute drill. It's there's just not enough nuance to those conversations on the socials.
Yeah, I understand how the importance of practice. So miss me with the tweets about, well, you don't understand, you know, in practice what you – you practice was what you ends up doing on game day and all kind of stuff. But then I also think that if you're out here, and look, it's Josh Kendall, Mark Romani's job, those guys' jobs to report, training camp stuff, right? People want to see that. They want to hear it. But if you're keeping up with stats and some guy's like, well, that's only like 54%, so inaccurate, then you're probably taking – not only this too seriously, but you probably take life a little bit overly ridiculous. Everything in your life is too serious as well, because it's not that big of a deal. I don't know if it means anything good for your defense or it means anything bad for your offense. I don't know if I'd take anything away from it other than you would like to see them, sharpen things. But I think Mike had a good thought. Was like, Arch and I saw an interception, right, on Thursday. Y'all were both standing there too. We all did.
Right.
And I was like, look, Penix is visibly upset with himself. And he's like, yeah, because that's on him. That one's on him. He didn't put enough air into the ball. And it was. Ball was underthrown. That's why Natron Brooks stepped in front of it.
Yep, good play.
But Mike's right also, like, where he's like, hey, you know, some of Zach is talking about going back and watching ball placement. That's good, that's bad. You know, you don't know unless you can watch the play on replay, and then you know exactly what happens. But it just happens in front of you. You might think it's bad.
Well, and Mike, you alluded to this a little bit earlier. Caden Ellis, he's been fantastic all camp as a run stopper. And on Friday, he had a pair of sacks. Are you surprised by this?
No.
No.
And I think Josh Kendall did a great job. And kind of followed up our conversation the other day, and I saw Josh Kendall put out an article about Caden Ellis and talked about the NFL's most efficient pass rusher, and he is. I mean, statistically, he is, but he does so many other things, and you can hear it. I mean, we talked to him, what was that, Tuesday? I think that aired on Wednesday's show, and those conversations with him are so – you want to talk about lack of of nuance in the conversation about Kirk Cousins' completion percentage or Michael Penix's completion percentage. There's not enough nuance in the conversation about Caden Ellison. You heard it come out in our interview with him last week where he's talking about learning different defenses and knowing schematically how he's being attacked and understanding how offenses and when offenses are going to come at him. So it almost kind of goes all the way back into the conversation we were just having about Michael Penix. You know, Michael Penix in the completion percentage, there's third downs, right? There's tight red zone. There's things like that. You have no idea when you see, oh, he was 8 of 20. You have no idea what the situation was. It could have been a fourth down. It could have been 2 minute, you know, where he's trying to do something special with the ball, where there's really no reason not to throw an interception at the end of a 2 minute drill. Caden Ellis on the flip side, getting sacks. Absolutely, and you can just bet that there were tight reds and third downs over the weekend where he was going to be able to get in the backfield and kind of do his thing. It's just he's so fun to watch, and he's really a Swiss Army knife in terms of what he can do in the NFL on defense.
It was interesting to see him on the field be an absolute beast, but we did have that conversation with him, and such a nice guy.
Like, great dude.
On the field, totally different personality, totally different. So James Pierce Jr. is another one that's been having a lot of headlines coming out about him. Apparently had a nice batted down pass of a Penix attempt. Again, surprised by this? No.
No, but I'm also not thinking, well, see, all pro. I'm not trying to poo-poo things in practice, and I don't want people to take away this conversation. Well, why do they even go up there? Why should I go up there? Because nothing I see matters. That's not the case. What it tells me is that James Pierce is being active, and he's being active. He's not. One of the things that drives me nuts. So here's what I do. I'm spinning this positive. That's driven me nuts in the past with some of our guys up front is go watch last year's tape with Matthew Judon. Matthew Judon would take himself out of a play. If he didn't win right away, he would allow himself to be blocked out of the play. He at times was active with his hands. I'll give him that. But never quitting on a play to me is what a batted ball is. Or it also is one where you kind of read the play what's happening and you know to disengage to try to stay off because the ball's about to come out. And you can put your hands up. I think it's never quitting on a play. I love to see the activeness up front.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be real with you. As an offensive lineman during practice, you're going, come on, dude. Really? Are you jumping? Like, why don't we just work on our pass rush moves? You know what I mean? Like, why are we jumping in practice to bat it down? And here's the other thing I'll say about Matthew Judon. You'd bring up last year. I think that Matthew Judon did quit on a play at times in terms of batting down passes. I think what happened is Matthew Judon would go into games with the understanding of I got to rush the quarterback. And with us playing off coverage so many times and giving huge cushions, how many times a quarterback just straight up catches it and gets rid of it? Because we're playing off so far in the secondary. And Judon, I think, gets tired at a certain point where he's like, man, I've rushed 4 or 5 times really, really hard off the edge, and the ball is gone way before I can get there. I'm just going to stand here and see if I can bat it down while we're playing off coverage. And a lot of that does go into it. I mean, there is some, you know, opportunity and situation where you go, okay, ball's going to come out quick. I got to be ready for this. But I'm not trying to overblow it with you. Like, work on your edge moves. It's nice to have the awareness to bat it down, and I hope that results in tip balls and interceptions. But at the same time, we are counting on James Pierce to get sacks, and hopefully those are some of the totals that will spike as soon as we get to, quote-unquote, real football.
Were there any other things coming out of practice and training camp over the weekend that you spotted that were a little bit surprising or takeaways from it?
I wish. No, I don't think there was much surprising. You know, one of the things that I noticed last week, and I'm going to butcher his name if I try to say it, the defensive tackle or defensive end from Miami started getting a little more, is it Burrow? I believe Simeon Burrow, I think, is his name. He started getting some run earlier, and I think I've started to see his name kind of pop up more and more along with some of those rookies. And we've talked about undrafted free agents on the show and how unlikely it is that you have 3 or 4 on an opening day roster, but, you know, we continue to see people begin to shine. And, you know, there are also vets doing that. David Sills is one of the names that continues to pop up as well that you heard from Zach Robinson. So I wouldn't say shocking, but just interesting more than less.
Would you use the word shine on a day like today? Will people be shining?
Listen, you were gone a minute ago.
Yeah,
I'll just throw that out there. Okay. I said it's not really a beautiful morning, and Bo jumped all over me and was like, hey, man, glass half full. Like, it's a beautiful day. We're getting football. And I was like, who is this guy?
You know what's
funny?
What are we doing? As soon as we mentioned that it was raining, 35% chance of rain, it's 100%, blah, 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 all of a sudden the mist started going away, and it is turning out to be a pretty nice morning. It's calming down.
It's still misting.
Is it a little glass half
full? Hey, come on, man.
Glass half full.
You just climbed all over me about this. What are we doing?
I mean, two things can be true.
Well, coming up, we're going to go in the huddle with the Micah Parsons drama. Get you caught up on that. That's next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.